You probably like at least some sort of music, tunes that you pick out. Problem is, in lots of places across the United States, you're forced to hear somebody else's choice in music. Say you've just landed at an airport, in the terminal, in the van taking you to your rental car, and in the car rental office itself, so-called background music is blasting. There's peace and quiet inside your automobile, but don't lower the window because the person in the lane next to you did too. And the bass woofers in that car's stereo system are blasting so loudly that the whole vehicle is shaking. Mercifully, you reach your hotel lobby, only to hear syrupy sweet elevator music, as it's called, even before you get on the elevator. In the gift shop, more tunes. Up the elevator, actual elevator music. You go out to dinner and end up in a place where the management thinks more music will stimulate conversation or your appetite. Then a strolling mariachi band or a guy playing the violin comes around. Psychologists call this barrage, designed to put you in the mood to buy more and eat a lot, audio architecture or musical wallpaper. Even the U.S. government considers this noise pollution, especially when the music is cranked up. Not only has the National Institutes of Health warned about hearing loss from exposure to loud noises, including music directly into one's ear, but the Environmental Protection Agency has issued warnings about the effects of unwanted or disturbing sound. The latest reads, "Sound becomes unwanted when it either interferes with normal activities such as sleeping, conversation, or disrupts or diminishes one's quality of life. The fact that you can't see, taste, or smell it may help explain why it has not received as much attention as other types of pollution, such as air pollution or water pollution. The air around us is constantly filled with sounds, yet most of us would probably not say we are surrounded by noise. This annoyance can have major consequences, primarily to one's overall health. Music can be soothing or savage. When it comes to their space, many people prefer a third option, peace and quiet." I'm Ted Landfair.